The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sport. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, let's send it down to PA announcer Bill Allison.
Welcome to John Thiel Gymnasium and an evening of Western Big Six basketball. Tonight's game features the Maple Leafs of Geneseo High School against our own Galesburg Silver Streaks. Now, if you'd all please rise as the treble singers will perform the national anthem to honor America. Raising the flag today, the senior Chloe Day. Chloe is the daughter of Cindy Sullivan. Her activities while at GHS are 4 years of varsity bowling, co-chair in the student council, president of Key Club, officer for World Language Club, academic challenge, freshman volleyball, color guard, winter guard, drum major, and wind symphony. She is in the National Honor Society, the German Honor Society, a Patterson Reading Award recipient, high honor roll, top 10% of the class of 2022, seven-time GHS record holder for bowling, two-time Western Big Six, part of their championship teams, two-time Western Big Six All-Conference First Team, and she's an Illinois USBC Bowling Star of Tomorrow. Her future plans are to attend Mount Mercy University in Cedar Rapids on an academic and bowling scholarship. She will double major in secondary education and history with hopes of becoming a high school social science teacher. She would also like to become a high school bowling coach in the future and possibly bowl in the professional women's PWBA events after college. Chloe Day.
All right, now Bill Allison with our starting lineups for tonight's contest.
And now, here are the starting lineups. First for the Maple Leafs, a 5'8 senior, number 10, Ali Reps. A 5'10 junior, number 22, Danielle Beach. A 6'1 junior, number 24, Ann Worth. A 5'10 senior, number 30, Cammy Ludwig. And a 5'11 senior, number 40, Jordan Porter. Maple Leafs coached by Scott Hardison, assisted by Ryan Kelly.
quarter. Under 10 seconds to go. Jackie Howard and Zolper. Zolper out front. Down low to Megan Pacheco. Turn around jumper. Off the rim. No. Rebound pulled down on the baseline by Larson. Turn around. Off the glass.
It goes.
It goes.
Off the buzzer.
Did it. Larson rebound. And Galesburg in the final four.
And now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'8 sophomore, number 4, Kiera Kilgore. A 5'2 senior, number 10, Grace Nelson. Seven senior, number 24, Cadence Leidick. A 5'9 senior, number 32, Abby Langefelter. And a 6'1 senior, number 40, Abby Davidson. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Lexi Daniels, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison. Our starting lineup's getting ready to get things underway. Streaks in their home white, silver numbers, silver and black trim. Geneseo in their road green with white numbers and black and white trim. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks will be Abby Davidson, 6'1 senior, and for Geneseo, it will be Ann Worth, a 6'1 junior. Ready to get things underway. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along with us here tonight. The top-ranked Geneseo Maple Leafs, 22-0, 8-0 in the conference. Streaks, 17-5, 5-3 in the Western Big Six Conference. And the ball's up. Tip won by Abby Davis in the backcourt. Abby Lingefelter hands off to Grace Nelson. Streaks with it to start the ball game. Abby Lingefelter, top of the key, dribbles right, picks up. Looks for some help now and got to get close to her. Finally, Grace Nelson runs out, helps her out. She resets the offense against the Geneseo man-to-man. Abby Lingefelter, top of the key. Nice backdoor pass to Abby Davidson over the top, lays it up and in.
Great high-low there from Abby Lingefelter to Abby Davidson. She got her, led her towards the basket, a perfect pass and good finish.
2-0 Streaks. This is Jordan Porter with it. Right baseline it goes to. Yeah, one of those. Now it's Lugwood with it, right baseline, and she lost it out of bounds. She ran. Actually, I'm glad they didn't call that foul. I thought right. He was going to whistle Kiera because Ludwig ran into her and then lost her footing and went out of bounds, stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, oftentimes you see that get called that foul, and it's really unfortunate when it does.
Especially it's when not it's a star.
And it's not the defensive player's fault. The defensive player was just holding their ground.
So Geneseo turns it over. Streaks have it, leading 2-0. 7-10 to play first quarter. Abby Davidson holds on out high. Streaks not moving. Finally gets to Grace Nelson. She brings it out and resets. And the Maple Leafs still with a man-to-man. Grace dribbles right, gets a pick from Abby Davidson. Now top of the key, Abby Lingefelter. Inside to Abby Davidson again. Little turnaround in the paint. Comes up short on that one. And the rebound comes away to Beach.
Looked now like there might have been some contact on the arm there when Abby went up for that shot.
Now a steal by Cadence Leidick on the pass from Ludwig. And two turnovers for the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, two possessions, two turnovers.
Kiera Kilgore, now Abby Davidson between the circles, right wing, Grace Nelson with it. To Kiera, posted up, and the Streaks turned it over as it was Raps that came from behind and stole it away. Raps on the dribble, and it is a turnover as the pass got away, and Abby Lingefelter runs it down for the Streaks. Now goes to Cadence Leidick, down on the right block to Abby Davidson, gets triple-teamed. They're going to call the jump ball. There were three green jerseys there. She tried to muscle it up, and unfortunately the possession arrow points toward Geneseo.
Well, that's one of those ones, if you're Abby, you got to recognize you've got three players on you, so there's two players on your team that are wide open.
So back the other way, 2-0 Streaks lead, 6:13 to play here in quarter number one. Wraps with the basketball out high right side. It goes to Beach.
I would say a definite emphasis in the early going for the Streaks to get the ball inside.
Now ball knocked away by Cadence Leidick on the left side. Goes right to Coach Rux, and it'll be Jordan Porter to inbound from in front of the Streaks coaching staff. In the backcourt it comes to Allie Wraps.
Good hands by Coach Rux on the bench.
Cadence Leidick picks her up defensively. Wraps picks it up. Gives right side to Beach. Now top of the key it goes to Porter. Fires a three in and out. No good. Abby Davidson skies for the rebound. Gives to Grace Nelson.
It's exactly what the Streaks need. One and out. If they don't score on that first shot, you got to make sure you eliminate possessions that hurt them up at Geneseo.
Kiara fires a three, but it's blocked. Nice defensive play by Worth. Worth down the right side. Puts it up and missed it. And Ludwig with the rebound. She missed it. And Cadence Leidick comes with it, but it's stolen away by Worth. And now Ludwig has it in the left corner for the Maple Leafs. Top of the key, it goes to Porter. Penetrates, and now we're going to have a foul on Abby Lingenfelter, I believe, for the reach.
Who had that last rebound for the Streaks?
Cadence. Yeah. Okay, so Abby Lingenfelter, first foul in the basketball game. I think we got away with one on the first shot after the turnover. I think that Kiera got away with a push on that one. Then Ludwig just got herself too far into the basket. Now the Streaks get it back on another Geneseo turnover. Good defense by the Streaks.
Two steals already for Abby Lingenfelter.
This is Grace Nelson on the left wing. Picks up, gives to Abby Davidson down the block. Turnaround, fade away, too strong. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound to Grace Nelson. She'll bring it back out and reset for the Streaks. 5 minutes to play first quarter, so it's 3 minutes in. It's only 2-0 Streaks. Grace with it left side. Picks up on the wing. Top of the key to Kiera. She'll fire the three. Good! Kiera Kilgore with her first basket. Got a pick there from Abby Davidson. Make it 5-0 Streaks. Wraps with it out high. Goes to the left elbow. Gives way to Beach. Right wing. This is Worth. Goes baseline. Cut off by Abby Davidson. Gets inside to Ludwig. Puts it off the glass. Missed it. She was too far under. And the rebound, Abby Davidson. That would have been a tough shot to get in, but she came close.
Well, that's why she averages 26-plus a game.
Absolutely. Left wing, Caden Flattick. Down on the left block, it goes to Abby Davidson. This time, high off the glass, too strong. Kiera Kilgore, weak side rebound, up off the glass and in. A quick 5-point run for Kiera. 7-0 Streaks. 4:14 to play first
Great
quarter.
Great weak side rebound there by Kiera. She knew where to be on that long bounce out.
Now Ludwig fires a long three out high on the left side, puts it up and in, and we were close, but you got to be closer than that. Now the Streaks turn it over as Cadence tried to get it to Abby Davidson running the floor just over, threw her too much. Had she been able to get it to her, she would have had a layup.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because she was open and she was leading the pack, and that's what Abby Davidson needs to do. She needs to outsprint everybody down the floor and get those quick run-out baskets. They're going to be there. She just has to, unfortunately, that pass by Cadence was a little too wide.
And I guess if you're going to have Ludwig Beach, I'd rather have it from out there than, you know, that was a long three.
If she's knocking down that 22-footer, I think you're a little bit more comfortable.
Now Wraps, three-pointer left baseline, no good. Abby Lingenfelter with another rebound. Capri Ferguson in. She's got the basketball. Capri across midcourt right side to Abby Lingenfelter between the circles. Left wing, it goes to Cadence Leidick. Left block down to Abby Davidson off the glass. Came up short with it. And a rebound to Ann Worth for Geneseo. Well, the shot's there. Abby's just got to get that touchback, get it to fall. Now a three-pointer out high right side from Beach. Missed it. Kiera Kilgore with a rebound. Kiera across midcourt, one on three, so she'll pull it back and set the offense for the Streaks. 3:18 to play first quarter. 7-3 is the Galesburg lead. Right wing, Capri Ferguson looks over the defense. Now tap of the key. Cadence Leidick fires a three, and it's blocked by Worth. And coming away with it is Wraps. Left side to Ludwig. Stops, fires a 17-footer. Too strong. Rebound taken away by Beach. Puts it up with the left-handed in. Danielle Beach with her first basket, and we got a mass timeout.
Yep.
And 2:56 to play here in the first quarter. Galesburg with a 7-5 lead. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
The latest headlines and hot topics with fun, entertaining conversations. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
2:56 to play first quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Geneseo Maple Leafs 7-5. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. Eric, we've seen a couple of threes top of the key block. And the first one, there was no pick set. The second time when Kira got hers off, Abby Davidson had set a pick. That time Abby did get the pick, but Kira, or Cadence, I'm sorry, just took a little bit too much time to get herself set and put the shot up, because by that time Worth was able to get around the pick, and she's got enough length that at 6'1", she was able to get the block.
Well, now you got to be the savvy player, and you've got to know that Worth is going to keep jumping out at that shot maker and jump into her and get the three free throws.
Absolutely. Or you put the ball on the floor and go, you right, go down go the right, right side of the lane. All right, Streets with the basketball, beat the full court pressure. It's Capri Ferguson, Abby Lingenfelter with it, and try to get inside the Kira, stolen away from behind by Raps. Raps down the left side, puts it up, and partially blocked by Abby Lingenfelter, and Abby with a rebound. Gives way to Capri. Well, they're letting them play, I will say
yes,
that.
Yes, they are, because in many games this year, we would have way more than one foul at this stage.
Yeah, and especially on some of those shots, I thought they probably could have called, and I was expecting them to call Abby down there on that one. But
right.
I didn't see any complaints from Geneseo's coach Scott Hardison. Now a drive on the right side by Cadence. Couldn't hit the shot. Weak side rebound, Juniper Schwartzman, and she missed the shot. But the second rebound, she came down along with Beach, but Juniper hit the end line, got up a little bit slowly. Looks like she's all right now. Abby Davidson's going to give her a break.
Yeah, they probably want to take a look at her real quick. You know, she's got that big brace on that
right
knee, so you don't want to, if she tweaks it at all, you don't want to leave her in there if there's some issue. But
and we didn't see her fall, but we could hear her hit the floor down here to our left.
I don't know. She's keeled over, but nobody's looking at her.
All right, Ludwig with it out high left side. The Beach out high on the right side for the Maple Leafs. 2 minutes to play, first quarter. Streets lead 7-5. Three-pointer right baseline. Raps missed it. Weak side rebound goes off the hand of Porter, and the Streets will bring it the length of the court. Again, the Maple Leafs will pick up with full court man-to-man pressure.
You know, Tom, with the amount of turnovers for Geneseo and the amount of close shots the Streaks have gotten in this game, you would really think the Streaks were up by a bunch more in this.
Yeah.
It's only two.
Yeah, we went, 3 minutes without hardly a score. Kiara drives from the left baseline through three defenders.
Wow.
And flash it in. Mike.
That was a strong shot. She had to work her way through all those hands.
Now Geneseo turns it over again. Raps got it inside to Worth and overthrew a bit. Worth had to try to save it in bounds, but it went out on the near sideline. So five Geneseo turnovers now. 9-5, the Streaks lead. 1:30 to play, first quarter. Abby Lingenfelter.
Should be a kick.
Lucked out there, tried to bounce it for Kira, but went right off the foot of Porter. So the Streaks get it back on the kick. So Kira to inbound from the near sideline out near midcourt. And it comes to Abby Lingenfelter out high on the left side.
Watch out.
Got knocked away from behind, but fortunately she
got
the pass off.
Capri's
got
to call that out, that she's got a wolf behind her.
Capri Ferguson with it. Swings it over to Cadence Leidick on the right wing. Cadence picks up. Gets out high to Capri on the right side. Tried to get inside Abby Davidson. Stolen away, though.
Six turnovers now for the Streaks.
Beach down the right side. Puts up the shot. No, but is it going to be Abby Lingenfelter? If that's so, that's going to be her second foul. Don't need that. But she was there. Let's see. Yeah, it did go against Abby. That's her second. She's got both fouls in the game. At the free throw line, Danielle Beach with two shots for Geneseo. She's got 2 points on a basket. First free throw up and good. Juniper Schwartzman back in. Grace Nelson in. Abby Lingenfelter, Capri Ferguson will get a break. 1:08 to play first quarter. 9-6 is the Streaks' lead. Danielle Beach, 5'10 junior for the Maple Leafs. Second shot is good as well. 9-7. Grace Nelson across midcourt, right of the center circle. Gives to Juniper Schwartzman out near midcourt. Out high right side to Abby Davidson. Right wing, Cadence Leidick. Cadence looks over the defense, puts it on the floor, goes to the right elbow, and bounces for Grace Nelson out near the center circle with 53 seconds to play. Grace dribbles right. Juniper, top of the key.
No.
Try to go inside Abby Davidson, and the Streaks turn it over.
I feel like the Streaks coach told them to try to get the ball inside Abby as much as possible, and now we're trying to throw it through people to get it to her.
Yeah, they're just sitting on that now, waiting for it to come in. 33 seconds to play. Ludwig goes right baseline to Beach. Back out high right side to Ludwig, being guarded by Kira Kilgore.
She really wants to drive.
Oh, and now a near steal by Cadence Leidick. Raps able to get it back. Raps left wing goes to Porter. And that's a double dribble.
Yeah.
She caught it, bounced it. No, and the officials say it got tapped away. That is not
the
case.
No, it did not.
Now Ludwig left wing fires a three. Good. That's her second. And Geneseo with their first lead. 10-9. 6 seconds to play. Abby Davidson down on the right baseline. Turnaround seven-footer. Airball that one. Now, they didn't put their points up on the board. Yeah, now it is. Okay.
It's up there now.
It's up there now. All right. First quarter comes to an end. Geneseo picks up their first lead. After one, it is Geneseo 10, Galesburg 9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Start the new year with 0% for up to 72 months and low lease payments on new Jeeps at Yem and Galesburg. This is Brandon Kinney. Start something new like a 2022 Jeep Compass, 0% for 36 months. Or lease a new 2021 Jeep Renegade Latitude for as low as $239 a month. Start something new, like your new Jeep today from Yem, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Tax out of license stock the extra. With approved credit, not all ECs will qualify.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Start the second quarter, and Kira tried to drive, lost the handle on it, so Geneseo gets it back on the 8th Street's turnover, leading 10-9. This is Ludwig, top of the key with it. Right wing, it goes to Raps. Now this is Porter with it, top of the key. Jordan Porter on the dribble, working against Abby Lingenfelter. Now hands off to Ludwig, goes to the right elbow, kicks over to Raps on the right side. Now near steal, but Beach able to come away with it. Now gives to Ludwig, top of the key, working against Kira Kilgore. Out high right side to Danielle Beach. Beach goes to the wing, picks up, gives back out to Worth. Now it's Ludwig between the circles, 7-10 to play first half. Ludwig dribbles left. Left corner goes to Raps. Back out high, this is Porter, goes to the free throw line, pulls it back out, gives to Ludwig, nope. Fires a three out high left side, and good again.
Yeah, and Kira helped off of Ludwig, and you can't. She's their best scorer. She helped off. She was gone just long enough for her to be able to rise up and hit that three.
And in just about the same spot as the other two. Kira now with three, top of the key. Missed that one badly. Rebound comes out long to Beach. Down court it goes to Ludwig. She's got it on the left side. Now gets to Worth running the floor. Lost a handle. Able to get it back. Kicks it back out to Ludwig. Penetrates left side and traveled with it.
She gathered the ball and couldn't get herself off the floor in time. And too many steps to get around Abby Davidson.
That's six Geneseo turnovers?
Yes, six for them, eight for us.
13-9, the Geneseo lead. 6.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Abby Lingenfelter picks it up out high right side, gives to Grace Nelson on the wing. She'll bring it back out and set up against the Geneseo man-to-man. Gets a pick from Abby Davidson on the left side. Gets to Abby Lingenfelter, top of the key. Back to Grace on the right wing. She'll bring it back out, reset. Now Kiara out high on the left side with it. To Abby Davidson, top of the key. Grace Nelson, right wing. Grace to Cadence. Cadence down the right side of the lane. Scoops a shot up. Missed it. Kira with a rebound up off the glass and in. Cadence kind of did what we had said. They jumped out to prevent the three, so she just drove down the right side. Didn't get a good look at it, though.
Well, and that was a much-needed basket. That was a 7-0 run up until that basket by Geneseo. You needed to stymie their run, and that was a good hit there.
Now Porter misses the three-pointer right side, but the rebound comes out long. Ludwig runs it down in front of the Streaks bench. Swings it over to Beach on the right side. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. And the rebound to Abby Lingenfelter for the Streaks.
That one just did not want to sit down for her because it was almost all the way down in the cylinder.
Just caught enough rim. It rattled back and forth and then finally popped out. Now the Streaks near to, yes, they do turn it over. This is Porter with it. Gives to Ludwig. She carried her. Ludwig is she is struggling, and they're
well. Ludwig's not happy because she thought she was getting control of the basketball. That ball went up high. She jumped up. She got her hand underneath it and turned it over. That's why I thought it was going to be a carry, but they're saying she got too many steps down on the floor before she got control of the basketball.
Grace Nelson, right wing.
I bet any money Coach Harrison's saying right now if he didn't have control of that ball before she put it.
And the streak turned it over again. Now they luckily get it back. Ludwig knocked it into the backcourt off of a bad pass. Now Caden Slidick. Kira Kilgore down the left side of the lane. High off the glass, missed it. And the rebound comes away to Porter for Geneseo. 13-11, the Maple Leafs lead. This is Ludwig on the left wing. 4:47 to play here in the first half. Now Beach with the three right wing, puts it up and in.
Well, you can't leave her wide open, and that's exactly what happened right there. Streets just left her, and we're going to get a timeout by Coach Massey. There seems to be some confusion on who's guarding who in there right now, I think.
4:39 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 16-11 lead. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Blackthorn Hill Nature Preserve, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief.
Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, John Thiel, Jim. Silver Streak girls basketball, they're trailing the top-ranked team in Class 3A. The Geneseo Maple Leafs lead the streak 16-11. It's really interesting. Danielle Beach and Cammie Ludwig, the only ones that have scored for Geneseo. Kara Kilgore, Abby Davidson's the only one that have scored for the streak. We need to see the ball move around a little bit more, at least on our side, and get some more people on the board.
Well, and the unfortunate thing is Abby Davidson just one of six from the field, so not having her best shooting day.
Capri Ferguson back in. She's got a left wing bounce for Abby Davidson down on the left block. She brings it back out, and her pass gets knocked away, and now it's going to go to the Maple Leafs as Capri running a down step on the
right
there.
Abby Davidson has to look over the top of the defense because they're swarming down on her, so there's going to be somebody wide open on the other side of the floor. That time it was Alexis Edgerson. She's got to see that. Instead of throwing it out there, she tried to throw it back just out to the same side she was on, and the passes are too slow, and Geneseo's getting hands on them.
At 10 streak turnovers now?
10 streak turnovers.
Now Porter fires just inside the three-point arc top of the key and rattled that one home. So now they've got a third person on the board and make it 18-11 Geneseo.
It's a 7-0 start by the streaks. It's 18-4 Geneseo.
Left wing, Alexis Edgerson in. Down to Abby Davidson. Left block, turnaround, fade away. Too strong. Rebound, Abby Lingefelter. Kicks it out to Alexis Edgerson right side. Now Capri Ferguson has it in the center circle.
Right now, it looks like Abby Davidson's throwing the ball towards the basket more than shooting it. She's got to get back to that nice stroke that she has.
And now Kara tried to get into her, and they double-teamed her, and it's stolen away by Ludwig.
And you got to see that. Ludwig was on the bottom of her, and Worth was on the top.
Now Porter fires an eight-footer from straight on the feed from Ludwig, puts it up and in, so she's got two straight, and make it 20-11. Geneseo, 30-second timeout called by Coach Massey.
Yeah, you hate having to burn timeout so close to each other, Tom, but I don't know what else you're going to do if you're Coach Massey because they're starting to run away with this thing. They've got the lead up to 9 now, and the streaks haven't scored in quite some time. They only have 2 points in this quarter.
3:29 to play here in the first half, and the streaks trail 20-11 to the Geneseo Maple Leafs. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan. They provide our transportation to all streaks road games for boys and girls basketball, football as well. And whenever we hit the road, they've got a nice vehicle for us to get around in, and they can get you a nice vehicle that you're looking for. Whatever you're looking for, they can find it for you. Stop by and chat with them, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Galesburg High boys back at it tomorrow night as they will be traveling up the trip we just made a week ago tonight up to Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline. They'll take on the Maroons, and they fell in their first meeting against Moline. Didn't have their best performance that night, but hopefully they'll come. Well, they played an outstanding game against Morton the other night and just really took the Potters out of it. Morton had been having a pretty good season. So streaks tomorrow night. Jeremy Pickrell along with our play-by-play guy, Brad Benowitz, so I'll have it for you around 6:40 for the pregame at a 7 o'clock tip. Then Saturday, Eric and I will be back with you. Two games as part of the Downstate Classic, and as Coach Massey mentioned, this will be the last year for this tournament, and we'll see after seeing the number one team tonight, we'll see either the number two and three team or the number two and five teams.
Right.
Morton
fell.
They fell also. Okay. Right. Sycamore's number two now. Morton three and Peoria High five. Is that
it
right?
It was Morton is now six and Peoria is five.
Because Peoria High beat them on Saturday as part of this the tournament. Streaks with it. Abby Lingefelter left wing goes to Cadence Leidick. Now top of the key, Kara Kilgore down the right side of the lane. Throws up a wild shot. Can't hit. Oh,
you can't call a charge. How do you call a charge? She was in the air.
Yeah, Kara went up, and the girl went up with her. And plus, I think she fell before Kara even got there.
But
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
Kara had already taken off from the floor to make her shot.
Wow. That, yeah. It could, yeah, if anything, it would have had to been after the shot.
Wow.
Huh. Well, so that goes back the other way. First on Kara. 3:05 to play in the half. 20-11. This is Worth with it on the right baseline. Cut off by Abby Davidson. Kicks over to the left baseline to Porter. Missed the three-pointer. Abby Davidson with a rebound. Gives to Grace Nelson. She'll bring it across right of the center circle. Under 3 minutes to play first half. Left wing, Caden Slidick.
They're just collapsing down on Abby Davidson. The streaks continue to try to throw the ball in there. That's 13 turnovers now, and I would guess that probably, what do you think, 9 or 10 of them are trying to squeeze the ball into Abby Davidson.
Now Kara just snatches it away from Ludwig, and Ludwig's going to get called for a foul. So that's a frustration foul there as Kara took it away from her, and then she reached in and grabbed her arm. So that's her first foul. In fact, this is first team foul on Geneseo.
The streaks just have to be smarter because Geneseo is selling out to take Abby Davidson out of the game right now. Every time she comes to one side, they collapse down on her. Now that's a second foul.
Wow. Two quickies on Cammy Ludwig. And again, I would say probably frustration fouls. Yeah, you know, we've talked so many times how many games we say, oh, they missed Abby, oh, they missed Abby. Now we're trying to force it into her at this point when it's not open.
Allison Griffin comes in the game for Cammy Ludwig as she hits the bench with the two fouls. Probably a smart decision by Coach Hardison. She was playing a little outside of herself.
Yeah. Get her settled down. And left wing, Kara Kilgore with it. Fakes. Now pulls it back out. Now to Grace Nelson between the circles. 2:10 to play first half. 20-11 is the Geneseo lead. Kara has the top of the key. Drills right. Gets the pick from Abby Davidson. Steps back. Fires a three. Too strong. Gets her own rebound, though. Down the left side of the lane. Straight on. Lays it up and in.
Needed that. Big and time bucket.
And she recognizes she doesn't have Cammy Ludwig guarding her either. Now right. A nice pass. Oh. And now an unfortunate chance of three-point play. It went from Raps to Worth, back to Raps down the right side of the lane. Nobody picked her up. She laid it up and in and got fouled.
Well, and just a bad decision by Cadence. I don't think she necessarily pushed her, but she put her hands on her while she was shooting the layup. And I don't think it probably affected Raps one bit, but it just makes for an easy call for the official when they see the hand on there.
Completes a three-point play. It's a 10-point lead now for the Maple Leafs, 23-13, 1:48 to play in the half.
Biggest lead of the game.
Right wing, it's Grace Nelson. Top of the key, Cadence, fakes,
Cadence.
And now gets called for the travel.
Just put that shot up.
Yeah.
I think she's a little spooked because Worth blocked that first one, and she hasn't taken one since, and shuffled the feet there and committed the turnover.
Yeah, and she would have had it. She was was set quick enough that Worth wouldn't have gotten out there for that one. So a 10-point lead for the Maple Leafs, a chance to make it 12 with a minute 30 to play. Porter on the dribble, right baseline goes to Raps. Raps penetrates, scoops a shot up, and now a foul.
Late call, and they're going to call, I think, Cadence on this one, too.
Yeah, I think it is Cadence.
Yep,
so that's two
her
on Cadence.
Second real quick. And
so Abby Lingenfelter with two, now Cadence Leidick with two. And Raps back to the free throw line. Missed the first one. 1:23 to play in the half.
Alexis Edgerton comes in the game for Cadence.
Allie Raps, 5'8 senior. Second shot, bounces high off the rim and then falls through. 24-13 now is the Geneseo lead. 1:20 to play in the half. Kara Kilgore on high left side gets picked from Abby Lingenfelter. Now left wing to Grace Nelson. Grace brings it back out high. She'll reset. Geneseo sticking with a man-to-man. Left baseline, Abby Davidson. Now to left wing to Abby Lingenfelter. Between the circles, Grace Nelson. Left wing to Kiara. Gets into the paint, splits the defenders, and a foul on who?
We didn't fouls called for the first 11 minutes of game action in this game. And now all of a sudden we're calling a lot of little cheapies.
And I think even Kiara was wondering on that one because she split the defenders, getting ready to go up for the shot, and they blew the whistle as she split the defenders. There may have been contact. It went against Allison Griffin. Her first, 13 foul on the Maple Leafs. 56 seconds to play in the half. Streets trail 24-13. Grace Nelson in the center circle. Dribbles right. Goes to the wing. Picks up. Gives to Abby Lingenfelter. Top of the key to Abby Davidson. Posted up. Down the right side. Lays it up off the glass and in. Nice high-low there, the way we started the game. 24-17 now.
Is it 17?
No, it should
be 15. 15,
yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Into the ball game, Mia Kelly, a 5'5 sophomore. Underneath it goes to that was Worth missed a shot. Abby Davidson with a rebound.
It looked like Abby might have gotten away with a little bit of a slap on the wrist on that shot, but we'll take it.
18 to play. Kara with it. Right baseline to Alexis Edgerson. Now back to the wing. Gets to Grace with 13. She's got it out near the center circle with 10. Dribbles left. This is Kara top of the key with 8. Kara stops, steps back, fires a 3.
Wow.
Too strong on that one.
That was way high.
Yeah. And the rebound comes away to Kelly. 1 second to play. Gets it up court to Worth. Doesn't get the
shot off
in time.
Okay.
And we have played one half of basketball. Maple Leafs in control. At the half, it is Geneseo 24, Galesburg 15. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down some halftime stats and more. Streaks trail 24-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Come in, Spotter 2.
Spotter 1, go.
Spotter 2, across the street at about 3 o'clock, we got a button.
Negative, Spotter 1. That's a mustard stain. Stand down.
It was yellow on black, just like our button, Spotter 2. My bad.
Just shake it off and keep your eyes peeled.
Spotter 2, coming at you in the red coat, resting frown face.
Got it. Bring the cash, Spotter 1, and let's help turn that frown upside down.
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Cole's Diamond Gallery on Simmons Street, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go streets.
The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care love your vision. They love them so much that if something really bad happens to your eyes after hours, one of their doctors will get up out of bed and meet you at their office to provide emergency care. It's true. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If it's an emergency related to your eye, you can skip the ER and call Kehoe Eye Care.
Your eyes are too precious to put on hold in an emergency.
So Sunday afternoon, Wednesday at midnight, the Tuesday after next at 8:30, Kehoe is there for you.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the top-ranked Geneseo Maple Leafs 24-15 at the half. Well, Streaks trailed 10-7 at the end of the first quarter. They were outscored 14-8 in that second quarter, and Streaks still only with two players that have scored. I won't say that's a problem, but we're just not getting enough shots up because we've got, what, last I saw it was 14 turnovers. We have more than that?
We have 14 turnovers.
14, okay. So, and Geneseo honestly turned it over more times than you would expect from them early on, but they took pretty good care of the basketball most of that second quarter, though.
Yeah, and the thing is that the Streaks became too predictable with what they were trying to do on offense. It was clear they were trying to get the ball into Abby Davidson, and so the two things they were trying to do was work the ball into Abby Davidson, and the other thing they were trying to do is they were trying to set it up so they could get that top of the key three, and both of those were working against them because Geneseo was overplaying both plays and the Streaks weren't finding any other way around it. And you know, you talk about trying to get the ball inside, and we've talked about that before, Tom. I think that's something the Streaks could do more on the norm. But you go inside to Abby Davidson, she's just 2 of 8 from the field in this game because every time she gets the ball, if she does catch it cleanly, she's got 3 or 4 players running at her. So she's got to be cognizant of that. If she sees that there's 3 players coming at her, 2 people are open. You just got to find them. It's usually one of them is the opposite side wing.
Yeah. And again, just like even though they're playing man-to-man, it's just like with the zone. It's quick ball movement where that opening's at when you get to when they double down on you or wherever the case may be. Even, you know, if they're jumping out of you at the top of the key on the 3, you take it and go, or you get, you know, you got kind of a pick and roll or give and go there, or there's still, you know, somebody, then you got somebody sagging, you can bump it out to the wing, but it's more about the quick ball movement.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You've got to move the ball against this defense because they're overplaying everything. And the other thing that I would be looking to do is attack that weak side block a little bit more, because they're overplaying Abby Davidson so strong on the strong side block, you might be able to get a couple over the top of her and really get the ball to them.
Streaks trail 24-15 at the half. Here's what's upcoming here on WGIL. Tomorrow night won't have the Illini game. It's an earlier start out at Maryland. So we'll have the Galesburg High boys tomorrow night. They'll be at Wharton Fieldhouse to take on the Moline Maroons. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Picker will have that 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock scheduled tip here on WGIL. Then two games Saturday for the girls. And two more ranked teams coming to town as we'll wrap up the Downstate Classic. The first game will be a 1:30 tip, so we'll take the air at about 1:10. The girls will take on Peoria High. Peoria High is now, what did we see, decide? They're sixth or
they're
seventh?
They're fifth. Okay. Morton sixth.
Morton sixth. And on Saturday, as part of this, the Downstate Classic, Peoria High defeated Morton 41-32. So we'll play Peoria High at 1:30, 1:10 pregame, and then a little bit later on, early in the evening, we'll take on the Morton Potters, 5:40 pregame, 6 o'clock scheduled tip for that one coming up Saturday. The next Tuesday night, the Galesburg High boys back at it. It'll be a conference game as they'll play host to the Sterling Golden Warriors here, and that'll be the third time they've seen them because they also saw them down at the holiday tournament down in Taylorville. So that'll be a good matchup. Then Thursday night, it may be just me. I'm just guessing. It's a trip to Quincy. I don't know. Do you know yet? I'm guessing I might be the Lone Ranger.
You might be the Lone Ranger.
Yeah, kind of figured. No, but we'll travel down there to take on the Blue Devils and hopefully exact a measure of revenge in that one, because we really not play a good game against them up here.
Don't Brad and Jeremy owe us one? Can we send them down to
Quincy?
Yeah,
let's do that. There we go. There you go. And then the boys, Friday the 28th, will play at United Township. The girls will have UT on the 29th. All right, halftime. We will come back and run down our halftime stats and bring you the second half of action. Streak trail 24-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Thinking of selling your house on your own? It can be done, especially when you post pictures online and drive people there with radio commercials. For just $150, your home will be advertised on the radio for up to a year. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, your registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, where you receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation when you bring in 5 non-perishable items for our local food pantry. Clear tonight, overnight low of 1 below 0, the wind chill as low as 4 below, sunny tomorrow with a high of 20, a low of 11 tomorrow night, and Saturday partly sunny with a high of 30. It's 4 at WGIL.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Back here at John Field Gym, halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Geneseo Maple Leafs 24-15. Tom Meredith there at Gibson. Not too much to talk about scoring-wise for the Streaks. They were led by Kiara Kilgore with 11 points, including a three-pointer. 4 points for Abby Davidson on two baskets. Streaks did not attempt any free throws in the first half.
Well, so the other interesting thing is, other than Abby Davidson and Kara Kilgore, four shots from the remainder of the squad.
Wow. Yeah.
Cadence took three shots, and Juniper Schwartzman took one.
Yeah, and we only shot two less free throws than we did the whole game on Saturday.
we have zero.
Yeah. For Geneseo, they were led by Cammie Ludwig. She had 3 3-pointers for 9 points. 7 for Danielle Beach, a 3 of 2, and 2 for 2 from the line. 4 apiece for Jordan Porter and Allie Raft. Porter with 2 baskets. Raft with a basket, 2 for 3 from the line. They were 4 for 5 from the line and had the 4 3-pointers in the first half.
Well, 14 turnovers for the Streaks, way more than you'd want at this stage in the game. 8 for Geneseo, so you had to feel pretty optimistic, but 5 of them came in the first quarter, only 3 in that second quarter. Geneseo came out and they turned it over, I think, 4 of the first 6 possessions. So the Streaks were sitting pretty at the beginning of this game with a 7-0 lead, and then things just went south for them. 16-12 is the rebounding advantage for the Silver Streaks, including 6-3 on the offensive end. Geneseo is 8 of 21 from the field, so they're not shooting it particularly well. 4 of 11 from downtown. But Cammie Ludwig is 3 of 3 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, 6 of 22 from the field, including 0 of 6 or 1 of 6 from downtown. 7 of 22, 1 of 6 from downtown.
Streaks trail 24-15. Geneseo with the basketball to start the second half. This is Raps with it. Hands off to Beach. Right wing goes to Ludwig, drives baseline. Nobody got there. Oh. Abby got there a little bit late, got the block, but with Ludwig's momentum carried her into it. They're going to call her with the body.
Well, and unfortunately there, Abby Davidson was watching the other side of the floor too much, and she didn't see Ludwig get free to come at her, so that's why she was late getting over there.
Cammie Ludwig, 5'10", senior for Geneseo. First shot is up and in and out, no good.
9 points in that first half, all from the three-point line, as I said.
You know, and she is one, I mean, early on, basically Geneseo probably every night, they have to withstand that onslaught at the beginning. Teams are excited to play them and come out against them, so that they're probably used to it, although I still think they probably turned it over more than they normally would to start a game.
Right. Well, and the big thing for the Streaks is, unfortunately, I don't think that they took advantage the way they could have or should have. When they got that start that they had, they end up with a 7-0 lead, but realistically, like we talked about, it could have been a lot more. They just kept turning the ball over themselves or missing close shots.
Ludwig hit the second free throw. Kira's free from the left wing, no good, but Caden Slidick with a rebound. Streaks trail 25-15. Grace Nelson with it out high. Goes to the left side, gives to Abby Davis. Now Abby Lingenfelter back to Grace, top of the key. Inside to Abby Davidson, kicks it out to Caden Slidick, right baseline, drives in, and they're going to say that, who was that? Worth stepped on the end line after she took it away from Grace.
And I really
thought Grace got away with a travel, maybe.
Well, it was Cadence.
Sorry, Cadence.
But yeah, no, I thought Cadence got away with the travel. And Abby Davidson got that ball in the middle of the lane, Tom. I thought that was one of the ones she should have taken up because it was a one-on-one with a player coming. But if she was spun to her right shoulder, she would have had an easy look at the basket.
Now Kira stops him late too hard with a shot. Beach with a rebound. Kicks out. Two wraps. Wraps down the right side, pulls it back out, hands off to Worth, and she traveled, but then she lost the handle on it anyway, so the Streaks get it on the Geneseo turnover. She got it in a bad spot. Now Kiara left wing penetrates, gets it up off the glass, can't hit, but she's going to be fouled, and we're going to finally get a free throw in this game. The foul goes against Porter, and Kiara Kilgore will go to the free throw line with 2 shots. Kiara with 11 in the first half.
As Tom said at the beginning of this broadcast, the top 2 scorers in the conference in this game, Ludwig, who's over 26 points a game in conference, and Kara, I think, is over 15 a game.
Made the first. Second one is up and good. She's got 13 and make it 25-17. Quickly back the other way. They get it to Worth on the right baseline. Kicks out left wing to Beach. She fires a 3. Got it. My goodness.
Streaks are just a little slow on the recoveries. They're helping off pretty far, and then when that ball gets kicked out from inside out, they're not getting over there to the shooter in time.
Now Kara, top of the key, down the left side, just inside the free throw lane. Was it blocked by Porter, but the rebound Abby Lingenfelter, but her pass outside was taken away. This is Beach on the dribble. Down the right side, lays it up and in. Beach now with 12, and it's 30-17 Geneseo.
Biggest lead of the game now.
Top of the key, Abby Lingenfelter fires an 18-footer from straight on, bounces around and through. Finally, a streak other than Abby Davis or Kara Kilgore to get a basket, and it's 30-19. Under 6 to play here in the third quarter. This is Porter with it, out between the circles to Beach. Now Ludwig out high on the left side. Ludwig, left wing, goes to Porter at the free throw line, Worth, and it's knocked away by Caden Slidick. Worth able to get it back, and now a travel by Ludwig. Could get a hold of it and was trying to go to the basket before she had a hold of it, and a couple of turnovers on Geneseo to start the second half, along with a couple of baskets and a free throw. 10 turnovers for the game, 30-19 as their lead. Grace Nelson picks up, gets to Kira out high on the right side. Thought about the three, now penetrates, and spun right into Worth, and the Streaks turn it over.
Yeah, and that's what the Geneseo does. They will sit back and they wait, and then right when you're trying to do that spin move, they're going to collapse on you.
Now Beach missed the wide open three. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound to Grace Nelson, and she'll bring it across for the Streaks.
Beach 2 of 5 from downtown now.
Abby Davidson right wing. Now Grace Nelson, top of the key with a thought about the three. Now gives to Cadence. Cadence drives right baseline.
How was there no foul?
And, yeah, Worth was all over her there. She held her ground, but she had her body kind of up into her. Now down the right side. Raps runs it down. Missed the layup. Bothered by Abby Davidson. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. Now Cadence with it on the right wing. Under 5 to play in the third.
Wow.
Yeah, that was, yeah, I'm not
and,
sure
and
how
again,
you missed that.
And, again, if there's that charge circle in there, that's definitely –
yeah,
a block because she was right down, would have been inside of the half circle.
Now Kira in the paint shot partially blocked there. Geneseo comes away with it. This is Ludwig on the run, and she I don't know how that wasn't a travel, and she just fell down, fell out of bounds, or lost the ball out of bounds. Coach Hardison's trying to call for a foul. She just tripped, though.
I
don't know. Did somebody catch her from behind?
I think Cadence might have had some hands on her behind.
Okay.
And I don't think the officials saw it. I don't think Cadence meant to push her, but I think Cadence kind of lost her balance and put her hands on her.
Okay.
And it threw Ludwig off because it was right about that time that Ludwig stumbled.
Surprisingly, no complaint from Ludwig, but maybe she just assumed they were going to call the foul or
right.
something. Now, a nice look inside from Abby Lingenfelter. Abby Davidson couldn't get it to fall, but she gets fouled and she'll go to the free throw line. It's going to be Worth. Let's see what they indicate. 2-4, that is, Ann Worth picks up the foul. And that's going to put Abby Davidson at the free throw line with 2 shots. She's got 4 points in the game. Streets trail by 11, 30-19 with 4:15 to play in the third quarter. Now cut it to 10 as she makes the first. Abby, 6'1 senior at the free throw line. Eyes the second. It is up and good. She's got 6, and now it's 30-21. Raps brings it up for the Maple Leafs. Gets to Beach out high on the left side. Now it's Ludwig top of the key. Fakes, penetrates. Little left-hander is no good, but gets her own rebound.
Did anybody touch that?
I don't think so. I wasn't sure if I know Abby Davidson bothered her, but if not, that had to be a travel because she threw it to herself.
Yeah, she threw it up and caught it.
So I'm not sure.
It sure didn't look like anybody touched it. It looked like she just tried to get it over Abby's hands and misjudged it, and then she caught it and put it up and in.
This is Capri Ferguson with it on the dribble out high right side. 32-21 is the Geneseo lead. Abby Lingenfelter down the left side of the lane. Shot blocked by Porter. She's going to be called with the body, though.
That's going to be her second.
2 on Jordan Porter. Abby Lingenfelter will go to the free throw line with 2 shots. And she's looking at over the bench. What did I do? Well, what happened was she did have her hand up on the ball, but she had the lower hand down on the body of Abby as she went up with it. Now we've got is
mass
a mask timeout.
I would guess.
3:37 to play here in the third quarter. It's Geneseo 32, Galesburg 21. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Gah! What happened with Wentworth's collision repair?
I told him you better call Dave's.
Dave's Auto Body, but that repair looks like a Hollywood actor with bad Botox and a weird facelift. Dave's doesn't jink around with cheap knockoffs. They restore to factory specs, and his techs get continuing primo training. And Dave's lifetime warranty beats the boogers out of the wannabe Dave shops. Hey, kids, here comes Wentworth again.
Dave's Auto Body.
Now try not to stare.
You better call Dave.
Hey, Wentworth, are you crying?
Tune in for Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
3:37 to play, third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the top-ranked Geneseo Maple Leafs. 32-21 is the score. And when we resume play, it'll be Abby Lingenfelter at the free throw line. I think Kiara was standing there. She was just waiting to get a high five from Abby Lingenfelter. So Abby Lingenfelter at the free throw line with 2 shots. She's out there with Abby Davidson, Kira Kilgore, Alexis Edgerson, and Capri Ferguson. So Abby Lingenfelter at the foul line. 5'9", senior. 2 points. Got a basket just a little bit ago and hits the first free throw. three more free throws than we shot on Saturday. That's only five, now six. I bet she missed a second. Kiera with a rebound. Right side got pushed out by Worth. No call. Abby Davidson with a rebound. And she's going to be called, or foul's going to be called on Ann Worth this time. I'm not sure how you missed the one when Kiera had the putback going up. So Abby is going to go to the free throw line. And honestly, they're giving her two shots, and I thought that one might have been on the rebound.
Right.
Abby was just still trying to
get
the ball.
Well, I think she was trying to pull it back towards the basket. But, yeah, you're right. I think you could have gone either way on that one.
That's two on Worth now. First free throw for Abby Davidson is up and good. She's got 7 points. Now it's back to a 10-point lead, 32-23. First palindrome we've had for a while.
It is, yeah.
We don't like to be on this side of them, though. But that didn't last long as Abby hits both. She's 4-for-4 from the line. Make it 32-24. 3.5 minutes to play third quarter. Ludwig, another three out high right side. Missed it. And, oh, where's the over the back?
Yeah,
Abby
Lingenfeld
grabbed the rebound and got knocked away by Beach going over her back. But finally, Capri Ferguson came away with it. Alexis Edgerton has it knocked away. Ball goes to the floor. Alexis gets it back. Now loses it to the floor. Now picked up by Worth. Worth down the left side. Nice look to Ludwig. Running the floor. Lays it up and in.
And that's what you didn't want to happen.
Yeah.
You wanted to get that stop and then get a bucket right away.
Kiera for three, left wing, too strong. Didn't have much arc on it. And the rebound comes out long to Porter for Geneseo. Under three to play third quarter. It's a 34-24 Geneseo lead.
Kiera's gone cold in this quarter, 0-for-6 in this quarter from the field, but does have the two free throws.
Ludwig, right wing to Beach. Down to the right baseline to Worth. Worth looks over the defense, kicks out to Ludwig out high on the right side. Working against Kiera, Kilgore, Ludwig. Pulls it back out. Gives to Porter at the free throw line. Turn around, 15-footer. Good for Jordan Porter.
Abby never chased her out through the lane and just let her take an easy jumper. You can't just assume they're going to brick those. You got to go and challenge the shot. No shot challenge there. I don't know if Abby Lingenfelter's tired or what.
Kiera Kilgore, three, top of the key. Short on that one. Rebound's going to go off of Abby Davidson last, and it's going to come back the other way with 2:18 to play in the quarter. Streaks trailing 36-24. Cadence Leidick back in. She'll spell Alexis Edgerson.
Well, the Streaks are looking kind of tired here, Tom.
Yeah, they are.
Coach Massey's been very conservative on his use of the bench so far, and it looks like it might be wearing on the girls.
And Kiera knocks it away from Ludwig and comes away with a steal. Nice defense by Kiera Cooper. That's twice she's taken away from Ludwig. Oh, they missed Abby Davidson. Was wide open that time. Capri had it out near midcourt. Didn't see her. Right wing now, Abby Davidson has it. Out high right side, Abby Lingenfelter fires a three. Bounces off, no good. Rebound, Abby Davidson, and Worth fighting for it.
Oh, how is that a jump ball?
Well, Worth thought it should have been Abby going over the back, but Abby's momentum was taking her away from her. Worth kind of backed into her when Abby had the ball. But
right, and never put her hands on the ball. The ball was pinned against her back, but she never, I don't know. I think you got to be actually holding the basketball for that to count.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be Streaks' ball in the alternate possession. And is this, 32nd timeout by Scott Hardison and Geneseo. 1:48 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 36-24 to the Geneseo Maple Leafs. Again, tomorrow night, Gales are Guide boys at Wharton Fieldhouse to take on the Moline Maroons. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell will have that one for you at 6:40 for the pregame. 7 o'clock scheduled tip here on WGIL. Then Saturday afternoon, girls will take on two more ranked teams in Peoria High and Morton. Peoria High, 1:10 pregame, 1:30 tip. Morton, 5:40 pregame, 6 o'clock tip.
According to the recent updated scoring, Cammy Ludwig leads the conference at 24.9. Kiera Kilgore, second at 20.3.
Okay, so she's over,
really jumped.
Yeah.
Kiera's second in the conference at 9.2 rebounds.
Nice inbound pass. Capri Ferguson to Cadence Leidick down on the left side. Cadence lays it up and in. Her first basket. Back to a 10-point lead, 36-26. Now a steal by Capri. So the Streaks, this is maybe that little run they're looking for. Kiera thought about the three left wing, didn't take it, but penetrates up off the glass and in. Kiera Kilgore, she's got 15. Now it's 36-28. Yeah, now it's up there. Right wing, this is Worth, 1:17 to play in the third. Now Porter, top of the key, dribbles right, back to the free throw line. Now tried to dump it underneath. It's going to go off Worth last. It's going to go back to the Streaks. Abby Davidson had tapped it away. Worth put a hand up and got it on there, and it went off of her last, so another Geneseo turnover. And the Streaks will bring it back the other way with 1:10 to play in the quarter, now trailing by 8, 36-28. Be nice to have some momentum heading into the fourth quarter. Right wing, Capri Ferguson with it. 1:02 to play. Back door goes to Abby Davidson, left side, puts it up, too strong on the shot. And now Abby Lingenfelter. Oh, nice job by Abby Lingenfelter. Falling out of bounds. Turn. She didn't have any teammate to throw it to, so she threw it off of Worth. And the Streets will have it back down on the left baseline. 55.7 to play here in the third quarter. Abby Davidson inbound, and it comes to Abby Lingenfelter, left baseline. Now to Capri Ferguson, top of the key. Back to Kiara, left baseline. Fires the three. Oh. Off the side of the glass, no good. And the rebound comes away to Worth for Geneseo.
You don't usually see Kiara miss by that much.
Porter, right wing, top of the key. Beach fires the three. Missed it, though. And
now Cadence is going to
be called, as Raps had her blocked out, and Cadence put the hand on her back, pushed her out of the way, going up for the rebound. And that's going to be three on Cadence Leiden. 38.9 to play in the quarter, and that'll get Juniper Schwartzman off the bench. Nope, she's going to replace Abby Davis, and now Alexis Edgerson will come in, assuming she's going to replace Cadence, who's got three fouls now. 38.9 to play here in the third. 36-28 is the Geneseo lead. Raps inbound, and it comes to Beach. Beach penetrates, lost the ball, lost the handle on. Now kicks out to Raps on the right baseline for three. Airballed it. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter. And Porter reaches in on her. Yeah, that's her third foul. 14 fouls now on Geneseo.
Not one you see get called a whole lot.
Now, especially early, we talked about the fact that they were letting them play, and now not so much.
Morton beat East Peoria tonight 62-55.
Really? East Peoria must be much improved.
Oh, sorry, that's boys basketball.
Oh, okay. Girls. I was going to say, my goodness. Kiara with it, right wing, 19 to play. Penetrates between three defenders. Put a wild shot up, couldn't hit. Juniper Schwartzman with a rebound, gets fouled. But they're going to say it was on the floor. And it's going to go against either Raps or Worth. They indicate Raps, Allie Raps with the foul. That's her first 16 foul. So for the rest of the game, the Streets will be going to the free throw line. Grace Nelson and Abby Davidson back in, and Abby
got
hit off for the right baseline. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've only missed one here tonight so far. Abby Lingenfelter to Grace Nelson, high right side with 12. Now to Kiara, right baseline, fakes the three, penetrates, reverses up off the glass and in. There you go. 36-30, 3 seconds to play. Raps didn't know how much time there is. Now with one, fires from just inside the half-court line, airballs it, and we have played three-quarters of basketball. Streets get themselves back in it. After three, Geneseo 36, Galesburg 30. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Start the new year with 0% for up to 72 months and low lease payments on new Jeeps at Yem and Galesburg. This is Brandon Kinney. Right now, you can lease a new 2021 Jeep Grand Cherokee L Limited for as low as $459 a month. The all-new 2022 Grand Wagoneer. Be one of the first to check it out here at Yem. Start something new like your new Jeep today from Yem. North Anderson Street, Galesburg.
TechSell license stock be extra. With approved credit, not all ECs will qualify.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Geneseo with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Tom Eric Gibson here at John Field Gym. Streets trail 36-30. They outscored Geneseo 15-12 in that third quarter. Ludwig turns it over as Cadence Leida comes away with a steal for the Streaks. Chance to cut it to it's getting more reasonable as we go, but a chance to get into it even more here, trailing by six. Now Kiara gives it down on the left block to Abby Davidson, too strong off the glass and missed it. Now Geneseo turns it over again. Worth with a bad outlet pass over through Raps, and the Streets get it back again.
Streets have to make some hay here. You want to get this lead cut down. Get this to a one-possession game as soon as possible so that you can battle the rest of the way.
So with a three, it would make it a one-possession game, or two possessions with a two. Now Kiara down the left side of the lane, up off the glass, short. Rebound comes away to Worth for Geneseo. Had a little bit too much traffic there to get a clean look. Now Beach has it. Top of the key gives to Porter. Out high left side, this is Ludwig. Ludwig drives.
Now. A hand check.
Yeah, Kiara's going to be called for the hand
check. Kiara just got the arm stuck in there, and a nice shot by Ludwig. She crossed her up, and so then when Kira started to go left and Ludwig went to her left, Kira just had to reach out and essentially grab her to slow her down.
And it comes to Porter, left wing, three-pointer no good. Worth over the back for the rebound, kicks back out to Porter. In the paint, it goes to Ludwig and runs a shoulder right into Abby Davidson. They're going to call Abby for the foul. Are you kidding me? She lowered her shoulder and knocked her out of the way. Wow.
Jeez. And they're going to give her a shot.
Oh, my goodness. That's two on Abby Davidson. I mean, she brought down, put the shoulder down, ran it right into her to push her out of the way. Wow. So Cammy Ludwig goes to the free throw line with two shots. Makes the first. She was 1-for-2 in the third quarter from the line. That was a bad call. Either you got to call the charge with the shoulder or you don't call anything,
right?
Because Abby committed no foul on that. The only reason it was contact was because of the shoulder. Now Scott Hardison calls timeout. 6:54 to play in the ball game. Streaks trailing the Geneseo Maple Leafs 38-30. Well, Geneseo ranked number one in the state, and they are, I'm not going to take anything away from them, they are definitely a good basketball team, and they're, you know, even with probably more turnovers tonight than they normally commit, they've still been in control of this one, and they, you know, withstood the Streaks onslaught at the start of the game, and again, even with some turnovers and everything, and that but you know, again, as we said, this is kind of a anything goes in the state this year, it seems like, or at least from the teams we've seen in the top 10. We've seen quite a few of them, and we'll see two more this weekend. It just seems like, based on scores and everything, it's like a little bit more parity this year.
Yeah, I don't think you have that front runner that's heads and shoulders above like we've seen sometimes in Morton in the past,
right,
or Richwoods, or, you know, those teams that have a solid D1 player that's going to lead them through everyone else. We just haven't seen that. It doesn't mean nothing. Something won't shake out as the season goes on. I know Peoria and Notre Dame, for instance, has been surging up the rankings, and I wouldn't be surprised if they figured they have a lot of talent on that team. They might figure some things out as the season goes along, because I think, if I recall, they have a little bit of a younger team.
Yeah, and they had several girls transfer in that were, I think, teammates of Kiara's on her AAU team.
Yeah.
And may have wanted her to come there, too, but she's where she belongs.
Right.
And she's got it in the left corner for the Streaks. Tries to penetrate.
Jeez,
and gets
bumped
by Worth. And now Worth blocks her three-pointer. Into the backcourt it goes, but Grace Nelson comes away with it. It was a clean block, but the foul happened before that when Kira tried to penetrate. Right wing, Cadence Leidick. Now Grace Nelson on high right side. Gets to Abby Davidson on the right baseline. To Abby Lingenfelter, top of the key. Grace fires from on top of the three-point arc. Rolls off no good. Abby Davidson lost it off of her hand, and it's going to go.
Ooh.
Oh, they're going to say it went off Porter last, apparently. Look from
where we were at, it looked like it went off Abby.
We won't complain about that one, but. We'll take it. So Abby Davidson to inbound from the right baseline. 6:15 to play. 38-30 is the Geneseo lead.
Grace Nelson. A bucket here.
Right side out high with it. Gets to Abby Davidson to the free throw line. Bounces back out to Grace. And she'll reset against the Geneseo man-to-man. Gets a pick from Abby Davidson. Now to Abby Lanefelter. Threw it between her legs. Abby able to pick it up, though. Back to Grace, and she'll reset with under six to play. Grace dribbles left to the wing. Picks up. Looks for help now. Bounces for Kara. Top of the key. Fakes the three. Now down the right side lane. Pulls up a little eight-footer. Missed it, but got her own rebound. Splits the defenders. Nope, they're going to call her a foul on the floor, but she'll get a chance to win a bonus anyway.
I'm kind of surprised that Kara didn't take that three because she... Normally, from the top of the key, she pulls pretty quick. And that time, she had the space to take the shot, but decided to shot fake and then take it in.
So they called that one on Worth. I thought Ludwig was in the area, but that's the third on Worth. And that's going to put Kira at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. 5:46 to play. Streaks trailing by 8:38:30. First shot up, in and out, no good. Porter with a rebound to Ludwig. Two on two. Ludwig left side. Carried the ball, no call. Drives down. Hesitation. She put her hand under the ball, carried it. Then took it in and laid it up and in. I hate when they don't call that. Abby Lingenfelter for three straight on. Nailed it. Abby Lingenfelter kind of rattled it home there. And make it 40-33 with 5:25 to play. Needed that one.
Oh, don't tell me you're going to call a bump.
Now Grace Nelson gets called.
What? There was less contact on that than when Worth came out and bodied up Kira.
We just want some consistency is all we're looking
right.
for. And it comes to Ludwig. She reverses.
Block.
Misses a shot. Good defense by Kira, who gets the rebound.
Yeah, nice block by Kira. Kira pretty much said, hey, this is my shot. I know how this goes.
Kira turns it over, tried to get to Abby Davidson. Worth steals it, but missed the layup. Got herself too far under, then reaches in and fouls Abby Davidson. That is four on Ann Worth. She was, that was just a frustration foul. She got herself way too under, sprinting down for the layup, and missed the shot and turned and grabbed Abby's arm afterwards. So she's got four fouls now, and that's going to put Abby Davidson at the free throw line. Again, the chance of the one and bonus with 5:08 to play. Streets trail by seven now and make it six. And she'll get the bonus. Now checking in for Geneseo. Back in is Allison Griffin. She'll replace Ann Worth. So now a time to look for Abby Davidson posted up.
Yes.
40-34 and make it 35 as Abby Davidson hits both. She's got six from the line, 10 for the game. 40-34, Streets trail, two-possession game now with a three-pointer. This is Beach with it out high on the right side. Penetrates against Grace, and Grace bumped as much there as she did before. Missed the shot, though, and Cadence Leidick with a rebound. Cadence on the run. Down, gets behind Porter, lays it up off the glass and in. Cadence Leidick make it 37. I'm sorry. Yeah, I keep they're slow on the scoreboard. I keep looking up. Now Raps has it to Griffin. Now it's Porter between the circles with 4:35 to play. Porter
out get into it.
And a steal by Cadence Leidick.
Pass was tipped. Cadence went and got the basketball.
Streaks and cut it to one or tie it up with a three. Grace picks it up out high. And
can't pick that up, Grace.
Now gets to Abby Davidson, right wing, back to Grace. She's got Ludwig Gardner, but she's really hanging off. They didn't.
Ludwig's just helping off. Her goal here is to try to help off on other people.
Abby Leofelter, top of the key, left wing. Grace Nelson,
get out of the lane.
And there's the 3 second. We don't see it
never
the entire
called.
Year.
Yeah.
And it happens all the time, and now we get one at an unfortunate time. Which I assume Abby was in there that long, but gosh, how many times do we see it and they let him camp in the lane? Well, Worth is back in now. Or let's see. Oh, no, she's not. Beach. Oh, no, they brought in Mia Kelly, the 5'5 sophomore. So Raps brings it across, under four to play. Gives to Porter out high right side.
They're trying to spread the streaks out to get a drive here from Ludwig, I think.
Ludwig gives to Raps on the right wing. Now it's Kelly with it out high right side, being guarded by Abby Davidson. Porter, top of the key, 3:44 to play. Porter inside to Ludwig in the paint and travel with it. And
just
threw out shot. She thought she was going to get a call. Should have been a travel. Now Kiera comes away with it. Down the left side, Kiera stops up off the glass short. Gets her own rebound high off the glass and in. 40-39, 3:28 to play. Geneseo with a one-point lead. This is Beach with it, right wing. 18-footer is no good. That was not the shot Scott Hardison wanted from his team. She she gets it wide open. She drove in and stepped back and shot an 18-footer.
Beach, come on.
Now the Streaks nearly turned it over.
Beach is a good shooter, but you're right. The last thing you want in that situation is that step back because that's just a forced shot when you don't need it.
So timeout, is this a full? Is this a mask? Yeah, they're going to the bench. So we'll take a timeout as well. 3:09 to play. It's Geneseo 40, Galesburg 39. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Galesburg Covenant Church, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gymnasium, this game's gotten extremely tight. 3:09 left to go in the game here in the fourth quarter anyway. 40-39, Geneseo with the lead. Geneseo's led this game by as much as 13, Tom, and Streaks roaring back here in the fourth.
Yeah, done a really nice job. And honestly, I told you off the air, not that I thought we would fold, but I thought once they got rolling, I thought we were going to have trouble getting ourselves back into it. But we have persevered through this one, and now a chance to take the lead, 3:07 to play. Right wing, it's Kara Kilgore with it. Gives to Abby Leofelter. Now Grace Nelson now high on the right side. Looks over the defense. Gives left high left side to Cadence. Now Streets taking their time here. Grace with it between the circles with under 3 minutes to play. Left baseline, Abby Davidson to Abby Lingenfelter. Now Grace Nelson between the circles to Kiara, left wing. She'll penetrate now. Tried to dump it off to Abby. Too much traffic. Those streaks turn it over.
Now it's stolen right back by Cadence Leidick.
So Cadence with a nice defensive play gets to Grace, top of the key, and the streaks will reset. 2:32 to play.
18 turnovers for Geneseo, 10 in this half.
Abby Lingenfelter to Abby Davidson. Grace Nelson, right wing. To Cadence, down the right side lane, stops, puts it up off the glass, can't hit. Beach comes away with a rebound.
I like the idea. She tried to hop to the right to get some space, but she left the ball too much to the right. Didn't get a nice little touch on it.
So Geneseo is going to pull down. They're going to try to get some drives to the basket, maybe pick up some fouls. Right baseline, this is Worth who's back in. Now Raps on the right wing, 2:02 to play. Raps to Ludwig between the circles, being guarded by Kiara Kilgore. Now it's Porter out high on the left side with 1:55 to play. Porter.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
It was a bump. It was a foul on Abby, but, geez, have they let a lot of that go in this game.
So Abby Lingenfelter picks up the foul. That's six now on the streak, so Geneseo will be at the free throw line from here on out. 1:53 to play now. Beach will inbound from the near sideline.
Well, I had that as Abby's fourth, but it's only third on the board. So
Raps with it. Gives out high right side to Porter. They're going to be content to not take a shot if they don't need to. Now gets it to Worth and timeout call.
I think
Scott
that's what
Hardison.
Coach Hardison is going to talk about right now, what kind of shot they actually want here.
1:39 to play. Streaks trail 40-39. Had a couple of opportunities to take the lead, but couldn't take advantage. Didn't come away with a basket. Now Geneseo is going to keep running some clock. So 1:39 to play, Geneseo 40, Galesburg 39. Of course, the Maple Leafs undefeated, 22-0, 8-0 in the Western Big Six, ranked number one in Class 3A in the state of Illinois.
And realistically here, Tom, I don't know that I'm that disappointed if I'm the streaks of them running clock because they're not running their normal offense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, realistically, somebody might get lazy with a pass as they're trying to spread this thing out. You see it all the time when teams try to run clock, they end up getting lazy with a pass or overthrowing a pass. So let's see if the streaks can take advantage of them not running their typical offense.
Raps inbound from the right baseline. Gets it into Beach on the right wing. Hands off to Ludwig. Penetrates. Oh, my goodness.
Where was the foul?
And if you're pulling, that cannot be a basket good because he blew the whistle way out on the perimeter.
Wow.
And he counted the basket. He blew the whistle. There was no contact. He blew the whistle way before there was any shot. How was that basket good? Wow.
The continuation on that was insane. I don't know where the foul was.
And plus where he blew the whistle. So Ludwig makes the basket, makes the free throw. Now the streaks trail 43-39, a minute 30 to play.
Yeah, worst case scenario there, two-possession game now.
Now Kara down on the right baseline, penetrates.
No foul?
No call. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Now the ball goes to the floor. And Porter comes away with it, gets it off to.
How was there no foul there?
Yeah,
there was more contact there than
on
the other end.
Same official. Now Ludwig has it and just double dribbled. She double dribbled it.
And he's
saying she bobbled it. Yeah, that's a double dribble. She caught the ball, dropped it, bounced it, and then dribbled it again. Got knocked out of bounds. Porter.
Coach Massey trying to call a timeout.
Wow.
Nobody giving him one. The official that's supposed to be down with Coach Massey is talking to Coach Hardison for some reason.
Wow.
This crew is...
Wow. How in the world... Okay, you called a phantom foul down here. How in the world... Same official right on top of the play that Kiara got mugged down there, and I don't know how you don't call that. My goodness. We just want some consistency and not getting it tonight. 106 to play, and now Geneseo with a 43-39 lead. So back to a two-possession game again here, but Geneseo with the basketball. All right, so it was a full timeout this time around. Again, Galesburg High boys basketball tomorrow night. They'll play up at Wharton Fieldhouse against the Moline Maroons. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickle will have that action for you. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip here on WGIL. Saturday, then, the girls will play a couple of more ranked teams in Peoria High and Morton. Peoria High, 1:30, a 1:10 pregame here on WGIL from John Field Gym. Then Morton a little bit later on, 5:40 pregame, 6 o'clock tip. All right, it'll be ported inbound from the near sideline down near the baseline. Nope, now they're going to give it to Raps.
Okay, minute six left. You can't sit back and just play defense. You can play defense for a little bit here, but you can't get too nuts because you're down by two possessions.
Comes to Porter, and Abby Lingenfelter, reaches in on Porter, so that's going to put her at the line for a chance of the one and bonus. That's four now on Abby Lingenfelter, so she's not going to be able to foul after this. So that'll put Jordan Porter at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. She's got 4 points. It'll be her first attempt from the line. Porter, 5'11 senior, missed it. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter. Streak's got to hurry. Grace Nelson up court. It goes to Cadence, and tried to get inside to Abby Davidson. Ludwig stole it away.
Streak's just getting too sloppy with the basketball.
52 seconds to play. This is Beach on the dribble across midcourt.
Yeah, play some defense. You can't sit back.
Grace Nelson with a steal. Gets it off to Cadence Leidick. Cadence down the left side and puts it up inside off of the glass. Got it. Over the top of Ludwig, and it's 43-41. And now a violation. Rapp stepped over the inline. Streak's get it back with a chance to tie or take the lead with a 38.3 to play.
Coach Matthews, two timeouts left. I'm kind of surprised he's not taking one here. I understand this is a tight one coming down the stretch, but this is a crucial possession.
And it comes to Abby Lingenfelter, left baseline. Grace Nelson on high left side, 35 to play. Now to Kiera.
Oh.
Fake the three. Got away with the travel.
Yes, she
reverses
did.
Reverses game to Abby. Straight on. Five-footer is gone. Abby Davidson on the feed from Kiera Kilmer. We're tied at 43. 24 seconds to play. Wraps across midcourt. Gets to Porter. Now it's Ludwig near the center circle with 19.
Coach Hardison's going to let it play out.
Yeah.
He's going to get this ball to Ludwig and let her go.
Yep. Wraps with it out near midcourt with 12. Wraps with 11 on the dribble with 9. They're looking to draw some contact. Inside it goes to Ludwig. Shot blocked! Abby Davidson! 4 seconds of play. Kiera on the dribble with 3. Now with 2. Down court to Abby Lingenfelter. Right up in the
corner!
Oh! Just short at the buzzer. Oh. Abby Lingenfelter, she knew she had to get it off quickly.
Oh.
We are going to overtime.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Holy cow.
Honestly, I thought Kiera should have been taking the shot, and she saw obviously something I didn't see. She saw Abby Lingenfelter streaking to the basket. Abby knew she didn't have much time to get it off, so it was kind of a catch, not even really catch. She just kind of had to almost tip it up and came up just short on it. So we are going to overtime.
Holy cow.
Geneseo 43. Galesburg 43.
You want to talk about being inches from a W there.
Oh, my goodness. This place was loud. It would have gotten crazy if that would have gone in. All right. So, an extra period here. Have we had an overtime game this season?
We have not.
I didn't think so. All right. Woo! So, another 4 minutes on the clock, tied at 43. And we have a jump ball to start the overtime, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we should.
Yeah.
I don't know, didn't they? No, it was last year with COVID. We started the game without a jump ball.
Right. So.
The
official was pointing Streak's possession. Well, no, it's a jump. But yeah, jump
what
ball.
What a block shot, by the way, by Abby Davidson.
Yeah.
Cammie Ludwig came in. Kiera missed the steal by inches. And that ball came in to Abby Davidson, and she swatted that thing back out of there. Just unfortunate for Abby Lingenfelter, just inches away from a W there over the number one team in the state.
All right.
And now the Streak fans lost the water bottle onto the floor. And
all right.
They're going to check to make sure no water got spilled.
Yeah, I don't think the lid was off.
It was. I saw
Okay.
Yeah, the lid rolled away with the bottle rolling away.
I think there was a phone out there, too.
Empty. Yeah, there was all kinds of things on the
floor. All right. So Abby Davidson in the center circle with Ann Worth, same way we started the game. The ball is up, and the tip won by Abby Davidson.
Oh, that's over
Porter.
Back!
Yeah, Porter came down with it in the front court, threw it in the back
the
court.
Officials weren't even paying attention.
Oh, my goodness. Well, not surprising the way things have gone. Now a near turnover. Worth able to run it down. Gets left wing to Porter.
Wow. That was blatant.
Yeah. She caught it in the front court, threw it in the back court to Raps, and then she brought it across. Beach.
That should be a foul on Beach, yeah.
No, Ludwig.
Or Ludwig.
Ludwig, an illegal screen. That's her third foul now. And that's a turnover.
21 turnovers now for the Maple Leafs.
So the Streaks with a chance to take the lead for the first time since the first quarter.
Since it was 9-7.
Grace Nelson, left wing, picks it up. Gets to Kiera out high, fires a three. Got it! Kill goal for three. She's got the touchback. 46-43. Streaks quickly back the other way. Porter gives to Beach out high left side. Now it's Ludwig on the left wing. Ludwig Out high goes to Raps on the right side, working against Caden Slidick. Ludwig now between the circles against Kiara Kilgore. Foul trouble, Abby Lingenfelter with four for the Streaks. Beats a three-pointer left wing, no good. Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. And Grace Nelson has it. She'll bring it across. 3 minutes to play in overtime. It's Galesburg 46, Geneseo 43. Left baseline, Abby Davidson outside the three-point arc. Gives to Abby Lingenfelter. Now Grace Nelson between the circles. To Kiara, left wing. Thought about the three. Goes baseline. Now picks up and gives to Caden Slidick at the right elbow. Bounces for Abby Davidson. Near steal by Worth on that one. Now the Streaks get it back, and they'll reset. Grace Nelson, 2:42 to play. Grace, left wing, picks up. Abby Davidson down the block. Turns, gets fouled. No call. Shot no good. Beach with a rebound. Now it's Ludwig with it across midcourt left side. Ludwig gets to Porter, top of the key. 2:28 to play. Now Ludwig left baseline and lost her footing.
No! You can't call that. That's five on Kiara. Kiara went down when she tried to take the charge.
Abby. No, he called Abby. Oh,
no. She tried to take the charge. She fell on the ground. And then Ludwig went and fell on the ground. Well after. And they're going to say it was a foul on Kiara.
That she didn't. There was not even any contact. Well, and by the time he blew the whistle, Kiara was already laying on the floor. And that, Ludwig goes away from her and lost her footing. My goodness, that's horrible.
Kiara's fifth.
Oh,
so
that's
she's
it?
Out of the game.
Oh, I didn't see. I only had her. I had missed a couple. Wow, that was horrendous. Kiara was laying on the floor away from her. Ludwig was dribbling the ball and lost her footing. And hits the free throw.
That was a horrendous call. I don't know how you make that call in this situation.
Yeah,
Kiara was.
Well, I don't know how you make the call anyway, but even more so in this situation.
Wow.
So Ludwig makes both free throws. Streaks with a 1-point lead, 46-45.
Streaks' leading scorer comes out of this game on a phantom call.
Wow.
If anything, maybe a flop warning because she
right,
went down.
Exactly.
Trying to draw the charge, but she's laying on the ground. She didn't touch her.
Alexis Edgerson for 3-2 strong. Rebound comes away to Ludwig. Geneseo chance to take the lead with 2:06 to play. Caden Slidick will pick up Ludwig. Now it's Porter out high left side with 2:01 to play. Porter hands off to Ludwig out high on the left side with under 2 minutes to play, and Scott Hardison calls a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 1:56 to play in overtime. Galesburg 46, Geneseo 45. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Tyler Gum from WGIL. Mark your calendar for the second and third Friday of each month when the Oaks Senior Center hosts a dinner and country and oldies music show and dance. Dinner starts at 5, the band begins at 7. They're seating for 100 with a large dance floor, so come out to 176 Farnham in Galesburg. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
56 to play in overtime. It is Galesburg 46, top-ranked Geneseo 45, Maple Leafs with the basketball. Kiara Kilgore has fouled out of the game. We're not sure how, but there was no contact, no foul. And Ludwig Kiara was trying to draw a charge, and as you said, Eric, could have gotten a warning for flopping, but
yeah, if you're going to call
just
anything,
lost her footing. There was no, if Kiara wasn't even close to her, she's laying on the floor, and Kiara got her fifth foul.
And you could have also called Ludwig for the charge.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Realistically, she put her forearm into Kiara. Kiara fell down. That could have been what the call was, and unfortunately, it doesn't go that way because that would have been the fourth foul on Ludwig.
Worth with it. Right wing gets the Ludwig out high right side. 1:39 to play. Now Beach out high left side. To Raps out high on the right side with 1:35. Raps puts it on the floor, gives to Beach. Now it's Ludwig top of the key with 1:30 to play. Dribbles left to the left elbow. Travel with a no call, gets it out to Beach. Beach is carrying the ball, no call. Every dribble, she's one that does it on every single dribble. Now Ludwig has it. Hands off to Raps with 1:16 to play. Are they going to work for one?
I can't imagine.
Yeah, being down by one, wouldn't think. Now it goes to Ludwig in the right corner, had an open three, now fakes. Drives baseline, reverses, and missed the shot. Worth gets in there for the rebound.
That hit the end line.
Yeah, it hit the end line, and they didn't call it. She got it out to Porter, and Porter puts it up and in. That ball was out of bounds, and I think Worth was actually out of bounds as well.
Jeez, D. Pete.
So Coach Massey calls a timeout, and that's what Coach Massey's saying. What is going on?
The ball was on the end line. That black line is the end line.
And also, when Worth hit it, her foot was on. She was laid out, but her foot was out of bounds as well. I don't know what game these guys are watching. Wow. So the Streaks now trail by one with 52.8 to play. Yeah, so Worth, her foot's out of bounds. The ball hits out of bounds, and then she saved it in after it had hit out of bounds.
Once you go out of bounds, you have to reestablish yourself before you can touch the ball again.
So 52.8 to play, 47-46. The Geneseo lead. Streaks will have the ball at midcourt, trailing by one. Their leading scorer on the bench after picking up a foul that didn't happen. I mean, that was I know sometimes we go on about things, but there was no contact. She wasn't anywhere close to her. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Well, so now the interesting thing will be who's going to take the shot for the Streaks at the other end, because you know they're going to sell out to take Abby Davidson out of it. So Abby Lingenfelter and Cadence have to be especially prepared to take the shot, because – I think they're going to do everything they can to make sure Abby Davidson's not the one that beats them here. So when you're looking around, you kind of would like to see maybe Abby Lingenfelter at the free throw line with a jumper. Maybe Cadence gets a drive to the bucket.
Alexis Edgerson inbounds to Grace Nelson, the backcourt, to Cadence Lydic, right wing with 49 to play. Now Abby Lingenfelter to Grace with 47. Now Cadence Lydic in the right corner with 44. Down on the right block to Abby Davidson. Spins, puts it up, can't hit. And a tie-up on the rebound, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Nice job by Abby Lingenfelter, tied up Worth. So the Streaks are going to have it back on the left baseline. Got the shot you wanted. Davidson should get it to fall.
That's the unfortunate thing, was the Streaks had a really nice shot there.
So it'll be Grace Nelson to inbound from the left baseline. 39.3 to play. Streaks trail by one, 47-46. And it comes to Cadence, top of the key, dribbles right. Hands off to Alexis Edgerson. Alexis now to Grace Nelson between the circles with 33. Grace gets a pick from Abby Davidson. Picks up and threw it to nobody. Unfortunately, Alexis Edgerson got there. I think she thought Abby Davidson was going to pop out. Now 23 to play. Grace directing some traffic. Gets a pick from Abby again. 19 seconds to play. Picks up. Looks for help. And the ball knocked away by Porter.
Oh, over and back. Yep,
over and back. It got it. And the Streaks fans don't like it. But here's what happened on that. It got knocked away. And Cadence established the dribble while stepping into the backcourt.
Yeah.
She was totally in the front court, stepped into the backcourt. So that is a turnover. But I would think the way everything else has been called that they would have missed that one, because we missed an over and back to start the overtime. Yeah. Wow. All right. So now there's 14 seconds to play, and I didn't even see who called the timeout. Let's see.
Well, the Streaks did, I think.
Okay, so a full timeout.
Yeah,
Capri Ferguson's going to check back in for the Streaks. 14 seconds to play, 47-46. Geneseo with the lead and the basketball. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah, this, you know, I don't like the inconsistency, obviously, but that's a tough one right there. And you know, you're scrambling for the basketball. I'm sure Cadence doesn't know where she's on the floor to the foot. Like, you don't understand that you're right there by the half-court line, but that's a tough one. Yeah. Streaks are going to have to foul now, and hopefully they'll miss some at least one free throw. And then you give yourself a chance at least, but you got to get this foul quick. You can't let them run too much time off. Only 14 seconds left to go.
Now Ludwig just pushed off of Cadence to get the ball, and she has in the backcourt. Now Capri reaches in. They finally call the blow the whistle on the second foul.
Yeah, there was a shove there for Ludwig to get free.
Yeah, she Cadence was fronting her, and Ludwig pushed her away to get free to get that ball in the backcourt. So Alexis Edgerson with the – or Capri Ferguson with the foul.
After missing her first free throw, Ludwig's hit six in a row.
And this will be two shots, and that's 10 team fouls on the Streaks now. And made the first. Even with a make, it's still a one-possession game, but the Streaks will need a three if she makes this one. 11.2 to play in the ball game. 48-46 Geneseo. Second shot for Ludwig is up and good. And
Coach Massey, Coach Hardison
calls a timeout.
Full timeout.
So we'll take one as well. 11.2 to play. Streaks trail 49-46. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Join us for the next Bohannon Show with the top stories of the day, some fun stuff from sports or entertainment right here.
Jim Bohannon, tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Falter.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. Streaks trail with 11.2 seconds to play. They'll have the basketball. They'll need to get a three-pointer up as they trail 49-46. Oh, man, what an ending to the regulation. Streaks just inches away from having had the upset here tonight. But now a chance still to tie with 11.2 seconds to play. So we'll see. I'm guessing Geneseo is going to come out with some full court pressure this time to make the Streaks work to get it up court. No, well, not necessarily. Yeah, here they come. So Abby Lingenfelter will inbound. She'll have the run of the baseline. And they're going to do it man-to-man.
Well, I wonder if they're going to foul here.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Grace Nelson with it in the backcourt. Gets it
getting
across. Stepped on the sideline. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Ellie Rapps is all over.
Jeez.
She was.
Yeah, Rapps forced her out of bounds. Grace did step on the sideline.
She
Rapps
bodied her up the entire way.
Wow. How do you miss that? And he was right there.
Yeah.
I did not see that. Wow. Inbound comes to Ludwig in the backcourt, and Cadence reaches in on her. And less of a foul there than what just happened on the sideline here. So,
oh, my gosh. What a terrible way to lose the game. These guys.
Wow. I
don't know how you miss that bump when you've been calling stuff like that the entire time. How do you miss that bump?
Yeah,
she's not being given room to dribble up the sideline, and Raps is pushing against her. And no call.
All he was looking for was to see if she stepped out of bounds as Ludwig hits the first.
Nine in a row made by Ludwig now.
7.2 to play now. It's a two-possession game. And makes the second. Grace Nelson gets to Cadence on the right wing. Got to get a shot off. Pulls up with a 15-footer. Short rebound comes away to Beach, and that is going to do it. Final score in overtime, Geneseo 51. Galesburg, 46. Wow, what a way to kind of have it taken away from you. My goodness. So the Streaks fall here tonight to the top-ranked Geneseo Maple Leafs. 51-46, the final score in overtime. And Geneseo comes away with a victory to move to 23-0, 9-0 in the Western Big Six. Streaks now 17-6 and 5-4 in the Western Big Six conference. Take a timeout, come back and talk about this one. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down some post-game stats as well. And name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final in overtime, Geneseo 51, Galesburg 46. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Ow. The yellow and black WGIL button, it's worth all the... Ow. I mean, if you're not paying attention, it can... Ow. Maybe if you slowed down, it wouldn't... Ow. Even if you let someone else pin it on, it can...
Ow. Ow.
It's still worth all the...
Ow.
If you pin it on while naked...
Ouchie.
Or let your cat pin it on...
Win up to $500 just by wearing the new WGIL button. Pick up yours today at
Lever's Boxcar Express, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com. WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from WGIL with this reminder. Could you and your family use help getting food on the table? First Lutheran Church Food Pantry on East Water Street in Galesburg is open the third Wednesday of every month from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. and the second and fourth Thursday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. A photo ID is required. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, your registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, where you receive a 5% discount on your tax preparation when you bring in 5 non-perishable items for our local food pantry. Clear tonight, overnight low of 1 below 0, the wind chill as low as 4 below. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 20, a low of 11 tomorrow night, and Saturday partly sunny with a high of 30. In downtown Galesburg, it's 2 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks fall tonight in overtime to the top-ranked Geneseo Maple Leafs. Final score, Geneseo 51, Galesburg 46. The teams were tied at 43 heading into the final period. Galesburg had outscored Geneseo 13-7 in the fourth quarter. And then Geneseo outscores the Streaks 8-3 in the overtime period. Of course, we lost Kiara Kilgore to a phantom foul. She fouled out of the ball game with 20 points. And, yeah, that was a tough way to lose that one here tonight to the Geneseo Maple Leafs. So overtime, Geneseo comes away with a victory. 51-46 is the final score. Coming up, we'll run down some stats for you. Name our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game. Coach, we're waiting for him to make his way up to talk to us. I'm sure he's in. Got to console the girls a little bit. And, you know, of course, you're going to look at turnovers, which actually the second half was a whole lot better than the first half when we look at the turnover picture. So that stat's not going to look horrible this game. But especially you got to look at the way they handle the ball and handle themselves, especially late in that third quarter and throughout the fourth quarter to come back and get the tie and send it into the overtime.
And I'm particularly interested in if Coach will tell us the explanation of that foul, fifth foul against Kiara, what they said happened, because I was watching it pretty intently. It was clear she tried to take the charge off the chicken wing arm being put out by Ludwig, and then she's laying on the ground, and it looked like Ludwig tripped over her own feet.
All right, Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And, Coach, a tough one to lose. You guys did a really nice job handling the pressure in the second half, not too many turnovers, and made a nice comeback to tie it up. Inches from winning it in regulation. It was I'm wondering why Kara's not taking the shot from midcourt, and obviously she saw something I didn't, which was Abby Lingenfelter running the floor, and just she knew she had to get rid of it quickly and got a shot up, just couldn't quite get it over the top. But you go to overtime, and did you get an explanation on that that fifth foul they called on Kiara? Because here's what we saw from up here, that Kiara tried to take the charge, and I don't know if there was contact or not. We thought maybe Ludwig had kind of put the form out there. But by the time they called the foul, Kiara is laying over here. Ludwig is over here and lost her balance, and I kind of wonder what their explanation was.
Yeah, the one official said that she had gotten tripped. With it, so I don't know. I was down farther than could see, but it, you know, unless she reached out in their mind intentionally tried to trip her, that it really wasn't. She was on the floor and the kid ran over that point with it and stuff. But that was, like you'd said earlier in what you're saying. Unfortunately, we got a lot of bounces toward the end. At the end, when we needed just to get one more bounce, and we didn't get a shot to go in, and it's unfortunate because I think it would have been an exciting win. But boy, sure proud of the heart the girls played with, that they never gave up and they competed and competed.
Yeah, and it was really nice to watch because you jumped out, you came out really intense, jumped out to a lead. They weathered that storm and then, got as much as I think a 11 or 12 point lead in the first half, and you guys just kept playing, cut down on the turnovers in the second half, and then, things just kind of really started to come together. There was actually an interesting point somewhere, it seemed late in the third quarter when they were up, that your girls actually looked a little bit tired, which I thought was unusual, but then everything, as they started to make that comeback, everything kind of started to come together.
I'm not sure the sequence with things, but it was a game where early we went through one stretch where I think when we were down like 20 to 11 that they hit, you know, maybe in six possessions they hit three threes.
Yeah.
And the irony was when they did that, I thought it made us panic offensively and that we offensively all of a sudden then we turned it over three or four times where we're frustrated because they're good defensively and we're not getting open looks. And so we're just, you know, trying to squeeze some passes in that really weren't there.
Yeah, that was it, especially in the first half, because you got it, you know, right into Abby Davidson early in the game. And then it seemed like it got to the point where they were trying to, yeah, force it into her. And Geneseo was looking for it. They had somebody would double down on her and jump into that passing lane. But you did, yeah, really outstanding job coming back in that second half, handling the pressure and got yourselves back in. And again, you know, one of the things you ask of this team, and we expect that they're going to give themselves an opportunity to be in the game and win. And it just couldn't quite get over that hump tonight. Had that opportunity, just couldn't get over the hump.
Yeah, and so many good stories here as far as kids doing things that, you know, I think both Key and Abby Davidson were frustrated that the ball wasn't going through the basket, but Abby kept rebounding. Key ended up, did, you know, a million other things. I thought down the stretch, Cadence just was unbelievable as far as getting some steals and helping things out. So, you know, a lot to be proud of, but we said in the locker room to him that, you know, this doesn't in any way, you know, number one, because we lost, that doesn't change the players and coaches our feeling about what we are as a team. And just because we played them to overtime, that doesn't change it either. That we're, you know, as coaches, we're proud of how hard they played. But the players are disappointed because we think, you know, that's a team that we could beat.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, a conference game as well, but also it preparation for the postseason. You're seeing all these good teams in this stretch. You got two more coming up on Saturday, and hopefully be able to bounce back and see what we can do against two other really good teams.
Yeah, I would certainly think by the time we get done with this that they should let me vote on who's the top team since we've
exactly.
seen all of them.
Yeah, you're seeing all of them. That's right. Well, Coach, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you Saturday.
Yeah, thanks for the work you guys do.
Thank you. Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Streaks fall in overtime here tonight. 51-46 was the final score. We'll come back and talk more about this one, run down some post-game stats. Also coming up, we're going to be naming our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks fall 51-46 in overtime. Sophomores win here tonight 44-39. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mr. Blowhard, we're reviewing Dave's Auto Body.
Well, if they won our Ultimate 10 Stars of Excellence Award, they better be good. Let me see their file.
Oh, they're very good, Mr. B.
Just how good?
Well, a lifetime warranty.
Impressive.
They teach other body shops how to do it right.
Really?
Over 40 years of excellence, plus rapid processing technology.
Huh?
You get your car back real fast.
Oh.
Perfect every time, Mr. B.
People, we have a winner.
Dave's Auto Body.
10 Stars of Excellence.
You bet.
He deserved 10 stars.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back at John Field Gym, Tom Erdith there. Gibson Streaks fall in overtime to the top-ranked team of the state of Illinois. The Geneseo Maple Leafs 51-46 was the final score. Let's get into some statistics. We'll start with the scoring. Only four players scored for the Streaks. They were led by the sophomore Kara Kilgore with 20 points before she fouled out. She had six twos, a couple of threes, and two for three from the free throw line. Abby Davidson in double figures with 12, three baskets, six for six from the free throw line. This was the best free throw shooting night I think the Streaks have had this season. 6 points for Abby Lingefelter on a three, a two, and one for two from the line. 4 points for Cadence Leidick on a couple of basket streaks with the three three-pointers and 9 for 11 from the free throw line. Would have liked to have some of those on Saturday also.
Right.
Let's see. For Geneseo, they were led by Cammy Ludwig. And, you know, we had held her down, but finally with all the free throws she shot in the, especially in the fourth quarter of the overtime, she ended up with 27, 4 twos, 3 threes, which we got in the first half. And then she was 10 for 11 from the free throw line, missed her first, and then hit 10 in a row. 12 points for Danielle Beach, couple of twos, couple of threes, 2 for 2 from the line, 8 points for Jordan Porter on 4 baskets, 0 for 1 from the line, 4 points for Allie Rass. So they only had 4 players score as well. Rass with a basket, 2 for 3 from the line. They had 5 three-pointers and, what, I think, was it 14 for 17 from the line?
Yes.
Right. Okay, for Geneseo.
Geneseo turned the ball over 22 times. Unfortunately for the Streaks, they turned it over 23 times. So that number is as close as the game was. And of those 22 turnovers, 14 of them for Geneseo in the second half. Streaks only turned the ball over 9 times in the second half. Rebound Streaks with a 38-29 advantage there, including 17-6 on the offensive board. Streaks did a great job rebounding the basketball. Geneseo finished the game 16 of 44 from the field, 5 of 19 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, 17 of 56, 3 of 15 from downtown. Some stats in addition to the points Tom told you about. Juniper Schwartzman had a pair of rebounds. Abby Davidson, with her 12 points, also had 7 rebounds and a block. Abby Lingenfelter had 6 points, but she also had 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Cadence Leidick had her 6 points, all in the second half, but she also had 4 steals, assists, and 3 rebounds. Capri Ferguson had an assist, a steal, and a rebound, even though she didn't score. Grace Nelson didn't score, but she had 3 assists, 2 steals, and 2 rebounds. And Kara Kilgore had a double-double, 22 points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, and a block. Unfortunately, fouled out too soon.
Yep.
And may have been the difference in the overtime.
So the Streaks fall here tonight in overtime. Final score, top-ranked Geneseo beat Galesburg 51-46. Sophomores a winner here tonight. They defeated Geneseo 44-39. One more order of business. That'll be to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Take a timeout and come back. Do that next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
If you had a family hardware store that went 4 generations and he is your manager, it would be time to take the keys away and say, you can't do it anymore, dude.
Joey's at the plate. He swings and he just hit the ump in the crotch. All right, good effort, Joe.
But if it was the family hardware store, you would have had that conversation 15 years ago.
Dude, you'd take the TV remote away from him.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Need work but not getting any great local leads? Visit Galesburg.info. Our advertisers let us know when they're hiring, so we have local listings from reputable businesses who need help right now. Don't wait. Go to Galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Streaks fall in overtime to the Geneseo Maple Leafs here at John Thiel Gym. Geneseo ranked number 1 in the state of Illinois. Streaks had some opportunities, couldn't quite get over the hump. It's had a chance at the end of regulation. So close for Abby Lingenfelter. And, again, that was a tough one because she knew she just had to get rid of the ball, get it up, and she actually made a good attempt at it.
I mean,
I don't know that I would have had the presence of mind to know other than tapping the ball up there, but she was able to get control of it, put it up, and came up just short on the shot that would have won it at the buzzer. And, you know, that being the case, she would have definitely been our day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, but didn't work out that way. But we still look at this game. I mean, there's different ways to go. Kiara, again, a great game, 22 points, double-double, 10 rebounds, an assist, a couple of steals, a block as well. Abby Davidson with a good effort, again, 12.7 rebounds, another double-digit rebounding effort from Abby Lingenfelter. But crunch time really – came down to the fourth quarter and the Streaks able to tie it up. But then in that overtime period, you got to do things to give yourself a chance to win. And this young lady really stepped up and did that.
Yeah, we're going to go with Kate Zlidick. The senior finishes with only six points. But of those 6 points, 4 of them came there in the fourth quarter. She had 4 steals in the game. 3 of those came in the fourth quarter. one assist, and she also had three rebounds, and one of those rebounds came in the fourth quarter. So a great job by Caden Slidek. She's going to be our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, tough one here tonight. Streaks fall to the top-ranked Geneseo Maple Leafs. 51-46, the final score in overtime here tonight. Sophomores with a 44-39 win. So more of this coming up. Obviously, it'll be a different atmosphere on Saturday. It's always great to have the conference atmosphere, but I hope we get at least a similar crowd out here for Saturday because, you know, you don't have the cheerleaders or the band, but you still got two of the best teams in the state of Illinois back here again, the teams that were ranked number one and two up until around or just after Christmas time. And that's the Morton Potters and the Peoria High Lions. So, again, but as we've been saying, winnable games for the Streaks if they come out and play good basketball like they did tonight.
Yeah, and you would kind of feel at this point, Tom, that don't you think the Streaks are due?
Yeah,
you played
absolutely
a tight game against Lincoln.
Yeah.
Got the short end of a couple calls at the end of the game. You lose that game. You play a tight game here, you come within inches of winning in regulation, and then some tough calls in the overtime, and you come up short there. One would hope that the Streaks are due. Let's get a pair on Saturday.
Absolutely. That would be nice, and get us some recognition statewide, which we should be getting anyway. I mean, again, well, you know, unfortunately, like you said, things didn't bounce our way on Saturday down at Lincoln. You know, kind of felt like, okay, 90 seconds left. We got to get the ranked team the win here. It's the way it felt.
Right.
And even here tonight, I mean, how do you lose your best player? And, you know, the official said she tripped her. I mean, Kiara's laying over on the floor over there away from Ludwig.
And Ludwig was
going actually the other way toward the baseline.
Ludwig was spinning the other way. So I don't know how she tripped her. Yeah. Unless she's got some Jedi mind tricks going on.
Yeah, I mean, because Ludwig just completely lost her balance. And that was a tough one there. But didn't bounce our way tonight. Final score was Geneseo 51, Galesburg 46 in overtime. Well, again, the boys tomorrow night, they'll be at Wharton Fieldhouse to take on the Moline Maroons. Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Picker will have that for you at 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock scheduled tip-off here on WGIL. Then, as we said, Saturday afternoon, the Streaks, the girls in action with two games against the, fifth-ranked Peoria High Lions
and
the sixth-ranked Morton Potters. So with Peoria High, a 1:10 pregame, 1:30 scheduled tip. And then for the second game against Morton, 5:40 pregame and a 6 o'clock tip. We'll have them both for you right here on WGIL. Well, unfortunately, it didn't go the way we wanted it to. Couldn't ask for a much better game, though.
Yeah, no. The Streaks played well. It's just unfortunate that they came up a little short. And this is one of those tough ones and positive ones if you're a coach, because there were things to point to that, hey, we did this a little bit better earlier in the game. We're winning that one in regulation. And it's a tough one because you never like to take an L when you're that close to winning.
Final score once again in overtime. It was Geneseo over Galesburg, 51-46. Thanks to Clark Burnett for keeping us on the air tonight. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erdith saying good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.